What's up, guys? If you're a local listener who plays volleyball at any level, I would definitely listen up this week. We have a very special guest, Ian Wagenhauser, who is an outside for the Randolph Bacon College Yellow Jackets. He has played for the D3 USA team in Brazil, so he definitely knows what he's talking about. He will be talking about his experience at a D3 school and how he navigates playing volleyball and schoolwork and how he still manages to have fun in college.
So, Ian, can you tell me a little bit about your background of how you got into volleyball and what drew you to Randolph-Macon specifically?
Yeah, definitely. Growing up, my parents had one rule. Always had to play a sport. I played baseball through eighth grade, so pretty much my entire life. And then just kind of fell out of love with it. And going into high school, I wanted to try something different. So my brothers both played volleyball for the same team that I did. So I kind of wanted to follow in their footsteps, and I just really learned to love the sport, and it got me here. So I've got so many. I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Would you say that, because in Maryland, lacrosse is kind of like the main sport that you're kind of born into playing? I feel like in Virginia and in the Richmond area, volleyball is like the mainstream sport. Would you agree with that, or would you just say it kind of depends where you're from? And
yeah, I think it really depends on where you're from. Where I grew up, the 804, so you got like a group of like 12 high schools. We all competed heavily, played all for the same club, and really grew it that way. But if you go outside the like Henrico area, Chesterfield kind of area like that, towards Nova, Northern Virginia, They just recently added it, so it's growing, but I wouldn't say quite yet it's the mainstream sport. I think in a couple of years it's got the possibility.
Yeah, okay, cool. How has your experience as a D3 athlete shaped your college life, both academically and socially?
I think coming into a good culture, the volleyball team, it brings in a bunch of different guys, different backgrounds, different majors, and just brings them all together. So we all learn from each other, play with each other. We pretty much live with each other for the most part. And I think we learn from each other, and I think that's how, as a team, we succeed.
And what would you say the culture on the team is like, and how do you guys build camaraderie and kind of support each other? Like, what's the team relationship like?
Yeah, that's a good question. I like to think we're definitely a goofy team, but when it comes to business, we like to handle it and stay on task. We're a relatively new program, so we're still building that. What would you say?
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie, yeah. And I think it's going to continue throughout the process of my journey here. And I think we've got a great group of guys, and I think it's going to be a great run.
Do you guys ever do any like team building? I don't want to say exercises, but like, do you guys ever, you know, like all go out to dinner, do kind of like team bonding?
Yeah. Things? Outside of lifts and everything, I own a house down on Berkeley Street. So we like to have all the team over Friday, Saturdays, just kind of grow our team, teamwork and team shot, not teamwork, but charisma and kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, outside of that, my freshman year, one of my favorite memories was we did like an Olympic day for the volleyball. So we did swimming, ping pong. So playing in sports like we don't normally play and compete against each other and kind of just grow our competitive spirit.
Yeah,
so
I feel like that's always good to, you know, when you're in season or out of season to play a different sport.
Yeah.
It's good for team bonding and, I mean,
change your pace too.
Yeah. Because I know here, I know the football team, they're really big with the intramural basketball and stuff like that. And I know it's just a good way to, you know, still hang out with your teammates, but still be active and, you know, keep your, keep your energy up throughout like the off season.
Yeah. And we've got some big guys on the team. So seeing the big guys do some different, activities is pretty funny.
Yeah. So how has your coach influenced your development as a player and as a person during your time here?
So my coach, he's coached me since my junior year of high school, but I've known him since I was probably 10 or 11. So we've built our relationship very strong. So he knows how to push me. He doesn't treat me like he's known me since I was 10. He treats me like everyone else, which I think really helps. And he treats everyone the same. And I think it's what leads to him being such a successful coach. And because he just knows how to lead. He's an excellent leader, not afraid to be vocal. And yeah.
That's great. Because, I mean, I know I'm not going to say any names, but in my old high school, I didn't play on the lacrosse team because, I mean, it's very competitive in Maryland where I'm from. But one of the coaches, you know, he coached for a club team, and he kind of favored the kids that played for that team. And I know a lot of my friends would always, you know, say that it's pretty unfair. So I feel like when a coach, you know, is equal to everyone, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, the best thing too is like he's here to win, and I think our whole team's on board. Even if you're not on the starting six, you're the next man up. It's the next man up mentality.
Yeah, that's a good mentality to have. What are your goals for the remainder of your college volleyball career, and how do you see this experience impacting your future?
Yeah, first of all, I want to win the ODAC. We win the ODAC this year. It's our first year in this new conference for volleyball as it continues to grow. But I want to like be the first people to win the ODAC, cement our names in history, and move on to the NCAA tournament and hopefully fight on there.
Mm-hmm. How far do you guys usually make it, like in the playoffs or?
So the previous 2 years, we got eliminated in the first round both times. We were the favorites to win those games, but unfortunately, just things we didn't play well, just didn't go our way. Mm-hmm. It just kind of happens. But I think this year's really different. I think with the group of guys we've brought in and the group of guys we continue to have and work hard to, I think it's going to lead to our success.
Okay. And then I probably should have asked this at the beginning, but just for people listening and wanting to know, could you break down what your guys is? Because I know you guys have a long season, and obviously you practice in the fall as well. Could you kind of give a little summary of your practice schedule and your game schedule throughout the whole entire year?
Definitely. So in the fall, our coach likes to give us the first week and a half off just to kind of get acclimated for the freshmen and even honestly just upperclassmen too to get adjusted to school again. And then we start to break into one practice a week for like the first couple of weeks. And then we move on to about two practices consistently for about 2 months. And then about November. So honestly, this upcoming week, we start the three practices a week. And in between those two, we also have conditioning on Fridays, and we'll occasionally have a team lift. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people on the team lift individually. So it also just kind of helps out that way. But during the season, it's 5 days a week. Honestly, it could be 6 days depending on the schedule of the if we have games that week. But it's a very busy schedule. But I think our team makes a pretty good job of staying on task during it.
The last question I have for you, what advice would you give to a high school athlete considering playing at the D3 level and especially those looking at Randolph-Macon College?
Yeah, people down on D3 just because it's not that top level. I mean, not wrong. I think everybody wants to play at that D1, but it's not for everybody. It's I encourage them to just at least try it. I mean, I was kind of hesitant to play D3, and I ended up loving it. It's so competitive. The skill level's great. Everyone works really hard. It's practically D1. It's just a different label. That's how I think about it. It's very welcoming and very very awesome.
Well, that's awesome. That's all I got for you, but thank you for your time.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you giving me the time to kind of share myself on the court.
Yeah, I might have to test out your skills and meet you out on the court.
Certainly. We'll have to test that out soon.